Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to ATA Inc. Financial Results Conference Call for the third and ninth-month transition period ended on December 31, 2017. My name is Sanjeev, and I will be your event manager for today. During the presentation, your lines will remain on listen only. If you require assistance at any time, please key star zero on your telephone, and the operator will be happy to assist you. I'd like to advise all parties this conference is being recorded. Now, I'd like to hand over to Caroline. Caroline, please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. The press release announcing ATA's results for the three and nine months ended December 31, 2017, are available at the IR section of the company's website at www.atai.net.cn. As part of this conference call, the company has accompanying slide presentation available on the company's website. In addition, a replay of this broadcast will be made available at ATA's website for the next 90 days. Before we get started, I would like to remind everyone that this conference call and any accompanying information discussed herein contains certain forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Safe Harbor provision of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Although the company believes that the expectations reflected in its forward-looking statements are reasonable as of today, those statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause the actual results to differ dramatically from those projected. There can be no assurance that those expectations will prove to be correct. Information about the risks associated with investing in ATA is included in its filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, which we encourage you to review before making an investment decision. The company does not assume any obligation to update any forward-looking statements as a result of new information, future events, changes in market conditions, or otherwise, except as required by law. Regarding the disclaimer language, I would also like to refer you to slide two of the conference call presentation for further information. All U.S. dollar amounts in this conference call relating to financial results for the three and nine months ended December 31, 2017, are converted from RMB using an exchange rate of 6.5063 RMB to one U.S. dollar, the noon buying rate as of December 31, 2017. All historical conversions are accurate as of the time reported, unless otherwise noted. The company reports financial results under U.S. GAAP and RMB, and all percentages calculated in the presentation are based on RMB, unless otherwise noted. For those of you following along with the company PowerPoint presentation, there's an overview of the company on slide three. As previously disclosed on the company's Form 6-K filing with the SEC on June 2, 2017, ATA is changing its fiscal year-end from March 31 to December 31. The company will file a transition report on Form 20-F in the coming weeks to account for the transition period from April 1, 2017, to December 31, 2017. On today's call, the company's CFO, Ms. Amy Tung, will begin with a brief update on the status of the acquisition of ATA Online, the wholly owned subsidiary of the company. She will then provide an overview of operational and financial highlights for the three-month and nine-month transition periods ended December 31, 2017. ATA's Chairman and CEO, Mr. Kevin Ma, and President Jack Huang will conclude the remarks with a brief discussion on ATA's outlook and growth strategy in 2018 before opening the floor for questions. With that, I'll turn the call over to ATA's CFO, Ms. Amy Tung. Please go ahead, Amy.
Thank you, Caroline, and welcome, everyone. I will begin on slide five with a few operating highlights. Many of you are likely aware that the company has entered into a share purchase agreement with a group of investors for the sale of ATA Online, our testing services business. Under the terms of the share purchase agreement, the buyer group has agreed to acquire all of the outstanding equity interests of ATA Online, which is currently held directly or indirectly by ATA, for a total consideration of $200 million in cash. Mr. Ma has paid a cash deposit in the amount of $20 million to ATA as collateral and security for the payment obligations of the buyer group as agreed under the share purchase agreement. As previously announced on February 6, the closing of the transaction is expected to take place in three stages, subject to the satisfaction of various conditions precedent in the share purchase agreement. The first of the three closings is expected to be completed by early second quarter, and the transaction completion is expected in the third quarter of 2018. We will continue to provide updates but caution investors that there are no assurances that all of the conditions for the closing stated in the share purchase agreement will be satisfied or that the transaction will ultimately be completed. Additional information on the transaction can be found in the Form 6K ATA filed on February 6, 2018, which investors may access on the SEC filing page on ATA's website or on the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission website at www.sec.gov. Jack will provide some background on ATA Inc.'s plans for the public company following the closing of the ATA online sale when he speaks about the company's outlook and strategy in 2018. Moving on to operational highlights, ATA delivered 7.3 million billable tests during the 3 months ended December 31st, 2017, compared to 7.0 million in the entire year period. From October 14 to 15, 2017, we successfully delivered the CPA exam across China over our nationwide test delivery platform for the sixth consecutive year. The number of test takers for the CPA exam hits a new record of 2.9 million compared to 2.2 million last year. We also saw increased exam volumes from some of our existing large-scale exams, including the National Tax Advisor Occupational Qualification Exam, National Tour Guide Qualification Exam, and the Qualification Exam for Housing and Urban Rural Construction Field Professionals. In addition, ATA delivered new exams such as the National Real Estate Broker Associate Qualification Exam and National Tax System Tax Staff Enforcement Qualification Test. We also continued expanding the national and local tax law knowledge contest to new cities and provinces, including Yunnan, Hunan, Guizhou, and others. Our online education services business saw growth during the period as well, primarily contributed by online education projects for the China Banking Association and the Fund Practitioner Association. ATA met its net revenue guidance for the quarter and 9 months transition period 2017. Net revenues increased 15.7% to RMB 316.4 million in the quarter ended December 31st, 2017, from RMB 273.5 million in the prior year period. Gross margin for the 3 months ended December 31st, 2017 was 48.6% compared to 50.8% in the prior year period. The decrease was primarily due to increased test monitoring costs as well as increased fixed costs associated with higher share-based compensation expense and licensing fees. Our bottom line for the 3 months ended December 31st, 2017 was impacted by an RMB 15.2 million impairment charge associated with one of our investee companies, as well as increased consulting fees, particularly related to the review and evaluation of the ATA online acquisition proposal. Given the status of the ATA online acquisition, we will not be providing guidance for the 2018 first quarter ending March 31, 2018 and the year ending December 31, 2018 at this time. On the next slide, we break out revenues for the 3 and 9 months ended December 31, 2017 by our businesses, which are testing services, online education services, and other revenue. Testing services accounted for about 94.1% of our revenues during the December 31st quarter. On slides 8 and 9, we provide a breakdown of the company's financial results for the 3 and 9 months ended December 31st, 2017. As this information has been fully detailed in our earnings release, I won't repeat the numbers here, but I'm happy to take any questions on this information during the Q&A section. Net income attributable to ATA Inc. for the quarter ended December 31, 2017 was RMB 54.1 million compared to RMB 75.4 million in the prior year period, primarily due to the impairment charge and consulting fees I mentioned earlier. Moving to slide 10, we provide a supplemental chart of quarterly numbers adjusted for share-based compensation expense and foreign currency exchange gain or loss. Adjusted net income attributable to ATA Inc. for the quarter ended December 31, 2017, which excludes share-based compensation expense and foreign currency exchange gains non-GAAP, was ₩58.6 million, compared to ₩76.5 million in the prior year period. Basic and diluted earnings per common share attributable to ATA Inc. excluding share-based compensation expense and foreign currency exchange gain non-GAAP for the quarter end of December 31, 2017, were both ₩1.18. Basic and diluted earnings per ATS attributable to ATA Inc. excluding share-based compensation expense and foreign currency exchange gain non-GAAP for the quarter end of December 31, 2017, were both ₩2.386, compared to ₩3.34 in the prior year period. Slide 11 highlights our positive cash flow and solid balance sheet. As of December 31, 2017, ATA's cash and cash equivalents were US$39.4 million, working capital was US$34.6 million, and total shareholders' equity was US$56.1 million, compared to US$32.3 million, US$28 million, US$58 million, respectively, as of March 31st, 2017. With that, I'll turn it over to Kevin.
Thank you, Amy. As Amy discussed at the beginning of this call, we continue working closely with several parties on the remaining closing stages of the ATI Online sale transaction. If the transaction is completed, ATI will no longer conduct its testing, development, and the delivery business currently operated by ATI Online. In January of this year, we announced the appointment of Jack Huang as President and Director of ATA. I'm pleased to have Jack sitting with me on this call today. Jack and I have been working very closely in recent months and will continue to do so as we look to ATA's future. Jack boasts over 20 years of experience in the international education community and is well respected and recognized leader in this space. Moving forward, Jack will not only work with me on overseeing ATA's business and operations, but he, along with Amy, will serve as a primary point of contact for the investment community. Keep this in mind. I would now like to turn it over to Jack to provide some background on our growth strategy for the immediate and the long term, as well as our outlook for 2018 and the closing remarks.
Thank you for the kind introduction, Kevin. Hello, everyone. I'm very pleased to be speaking with you today. Picking up where Kevin left off in terms of what to expect following the ATA Online Suite transaction, ATA will no longer conduct its testing, development, and delivery business that is operated by ATA Online after the closing of the sale. Instead, we plan to leverage our existing competency-focused assessment and education service capabilities and strategic opportunities that we have been working on to transform our company into a leading international education service provider. We have been exploring the possibility of using the proceeds received from the transaction to fund potential acquisitions within the education sector since I joined ATA in January, and will be sure to provide updates on our progress to the investment community as appropriate. We intend to focus on three areas: international education services for providing services to talents internationally. Second, vocational training learning services for candidates using international resources and approaches, and evaluation services for assessing and evaluating candidates through content and methodologies. The remaining portion of ATA business after the completion of the transaction includes the following three competency-focused assessments and education service businesses, all of which we intend to continue and develop. The assessment tools and the content business in our evaluation services area that currently focuses on assessing the competencies of K-12 students. The Nanjing University Feng Chuang project in our vocational training services area that focuses on the innovation-related competencies of college students, and a research project with the Education and Research Institute of Tsinghua University in our international education services area that focuses on Chinese skills and the competencies of non-native Chinese learners. As previously announced, ATA's Board of Directors preliminary approved to use a portion of the proceeds received from the transaction to pay a cash dividend to the shareholders, which is subject to compliance with the Cayman Islands and the PRC laws. However, the timing and the amount of any cash dividends have not been decided and may vary depending on several factors, including the precise transaction, funding need for ATA's remaining businesses, and merger and acquisition plans, as well as other unforeseen matters. Our reporting obligations as the SEC's registered public company will not be affected as a result of the consummation of the transaction. We intend to maintain ATA listing status on the NASDAQ global market and will continue to work to maximize shareholders' interests with the goal of retaining value to our shareholders. As Amy stated, we continue to expect the final closing of the transaction to take place in the third quarter of 2018. With that, operator, let's open it up for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, your question and answer session will now begin. If you wish to ask a question, please key star then one on your telephone. If you then decide to withdraw your question, simply key star 2. All questions will be answered in the order received and you will be advised when to ask your question. All other lines will remain on listen only. Just to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please key star then 1 on your telephone. Okay, at the moment there is no questions queuing up on the audio side. There is one question from Anson Ng. Anson Ng, you are live in the phone, please ask the question.
All right, I do have a couple of questions about the transactions in relation to the sales of the ATA Online. The first one would be, we would like to know if the rationales behind the transaction, why the management decided to having the ATA Online sold. Is it the management cannot see any prospect of the growth of the ATA Online, or there's some other reasons? The second question would be in relation to the possible dividend payout. We know the considerations is $200 million, and I was wondering if the companies, the management, or the board of directors would consider to pay out dividends out of the proceeds from transactions, and what is the payout ratio is going to be. And we also understand that the transactions will divide into three closings. We would like to know whether the company would, the board of directors would consider to pay out the dividends upon each closings, or upon the completion of each closings, or we will have to wait until all three closings to be completed in order to declare dividends. That's all I want to know. Thanks.
谢谢那个Anson的提问啊，就是因为过去我们上市十年来，我们的市值一直都在一亿美金左右，大部分的时间都在一亿美金以下。这个业务已经过了十年的时间了，在这个市场上面，所以呢，我们觉得第一个是说，资本市场美国资本上可能不是太看好这样的一个业务。那么怎么才能够在这么一个长期的一个在一个上市的情况下，能够给股东更好的回报？我们觉得也是一个很重要的事。所以呢。在这个情况下呢，因为有 FT Partner 跟我们一起，觉得应该愿意出一个更好的价钱，然后来给那个 就是公司，所以董事会也经过了充分的讨论和多轮的议价，价格呢也从1.5亿美金提升到了2亿美金。因为 Equity Partners 的支持，所以呢我们就完成了这个交易。那这样的一个交易，我们认为是对所有股东最最好的一个回报，因为它几乎超过了我们现在市值的一倍。然后呢，我们把这个业务卖掉以后呢，我们拿到的钱可以分红，同时还可以发展我们新的业务，让公司做一个转型。那这个转型会在国际教育这个领域，国际教育这个领域在中国是一个蓬勃发展的领域，然后需求非常的旺盛，同时呢就是客单价也要比我们一个考试要高了很多倍。所以这个在这样的一个非常就是增长的一个市场当中，我们相信我们新的团队能够给已有的股东除了这次出售全面在线分红以外，还能够带来更好的回报。所以这个决定是一个利益最大化的一个决定，这是我们的一个出发点。好，谢谢。不知道你是不是听懂了？
Maybe I will go ahead to answer the second question about the dividend payout. As you previously announced, actually the company intends to use the proceeds received from the transaction to fund one or more of the following terms, which includes potential mergers and acquisition targets in the education sector, the development and expansion of ATA's remaining business in assessment contents and instruments development in K-12 and higher education areas, and also support our existing projects, which includes the Nanjing University Shenchang project and the research project with Education and Research Institute of Tsinghua University, and as dividends to the shareholders. However, the board preliminarily approved to use the portion of the proceeds received from the transaction to pay a cash dividend to the shareholders, which is compliant to the Cayman Islands and PLC laws, but the timing and amount of cash dividends have not been decided yet, and it may vary depending on several factors, including the progress of the transaction, the funding needs for ATA's remaining businesses, and also the mergers and acquisition plans, as well as other unforeseen matters. We do understand that it is our ultimate responsibility to pursue the best return on this capital to our investors long term, and we'll certainly provide an update on this matter as soon as practicable. I'm not sure if I have answered your questions, Anson.
Ladies and gentlemen, your question and answer session is now begin. If you wish to ask a question, please key star then one on your telephone. If you then decide to withdraw your question, simply key star 2. All the questions will be answered in the order received and you will be advised when to ask your question. All other lines will remain on listen only. Just to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please key star then 1 on your telephone. Okay, we have a question from Anson Ang. Anson, you may proceed.
I'm sorry, it's me again. I've got two more follow-up questions based on the answers just given by the management. The first one would be, will the companies make announcement based on each completion of the closings? It just simply keep us informed of the progress of the transaction? Well, actually that's the only questions I have. The second one would be, especially to Amy, do you have the idea of how much of tax we have to pay is payable for such transaction? Well, I understand that the structure of the transaction is rather complicated. Some would be the selling of the offshore shares of holding companies, and part of the transaction is selling the onshore companies' shares. So I would like to know roughly what is the tax payables on subject to applicable to this particular transaction? Thanks.
About the progress of the transaction, we will definitely keep the investors informed about the progress as we move on, and we'll do appropriate disclosures when needed. About the cash to pay, for the moment, as I have mentioned earlier, for the board, even though we have been announcing that the dividend, we will be having a dividend for the investors, but it will still depend on the cash needs of the company, and we yet have to discuss on the amount and timing for the dividend payout. And for the cash itself, the cash consideration of this deal is $200 million in total, but as Anson also mentioned, there will be three closings involved in this deal, and each closing will have a certain amount of cash paid out, which we estimated to be about $30 million for the tax. I hope I answered your question, Anson.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, the question and answer session is now closed. Handing back to the management, you may proceed.
Thank you again to all of you for joining us. If anyone has questions for us, please feel free to reach out directly to us or our investor relations firm, the Equity Group. We look forward to speaking with you all again during our next quarterly report. As always, we welcome you. Any visitors to our office in Beijing. Thank you. And thank you, operator.
Thank you, dear speakers. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes your conference call for today. You may now disconnect. Thank you for joining. Have a very good day.